Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, or should I say ni hao ma, as they say in Taiwan. For this is the fourth and final installment in our series of lessons made in Taiwan. Observations and insights about our lives gained by experiencing a little of the lives of other people halfway around the world. My name is the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church, and I'm your tour guide for the next half an hour on 3TFM's Holy Half Hour. So hop on my magic carpet and let me whisk you away to the mystical, magical, far eastern island of Taiwan. And here's some Taiwanese music to get us there and in the mood.
Thank you.
When I came home from Taiwan, everyone asked me if I enjoyed my holiday. Enjoyed is not quite the right word. Enjoy doesn't really do it justice. My trip was like life in miniature. It had all the various threads that go to making up the full, rich tapestry of life. There were ups and downs, joys and sorrows, fears and thrills, good bits and bad bits. On the one hand, it was great to go to a new country for me, to go to Asia for the first time, to experience a completely different culture, to get cheap t-shirts and toys, play table tennis where they have it to a fine art, and so on. On the other hand, the flight was 20 hours long. The climate hot and humid. It was the hottest place on earth on some of the days I was there. Being a foreigner and being stared at was strange. The food was strange. The language impossible. I took ill. There were mosquitoes and cockroaches that took a liking to me. I saw a snake's head on sale and its blood as a drink. I saw a monkey head on sale. I saw the inside of a prison. Just visiting, I hasten to add. I even experienced an earthquake, 6.9 on the Richter scale. Apart from all that, I enjoyed it. Including all that, I enjoyed it. Well, enjoy is not maybe the best word. Let's say I embraced the good and the bad of it all. And I'm very grateful for the privilege of experiencing so much of life in just 5 weeks. I would do it all over again in a minute. So let's savour a little more of the atmosphere of Taiwan with this Taiwanese music. It was St. Paul who said, "In everything give thanks, in everything." I certainly give thanks to God for giving me the opportunity to visit Taiwan and experience all the ups and downs, good and bad. We also thank God for giving all of us the unique trip of a lifetime, literally. The trip of a life from cradle to grave, from birth to death, and life after death. This journey of life is full of laughter and tears, triumphs and tragedies, ups and downs. It has crossroad moments when big decisions have to be taken. It has mountaintop highs and spells in the valleys too. The road can be long and winding with many dangers and pitfalls. But all things considered, taken as a whole package, don't we all thank God for blessing us with the privilege of this life? What a wonderful world it is. Here's Eva Cassidy to sing about it.
I see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow, and they'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you.
It is a Christian statement of faith that no matter how bad our life has been on earth, we will be able to sincerely say, as a hymn puts it, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. One glimpse of his dear face, what sorrow will erase? The Bible, Romans chapter 8, says that all things work together for good to those who love God. Romans 8 also says that the whole of creation groans with pain, like the pain of childbirth, but when the birth comes, it will be worth all the pains. This life on earth is a brief stage, like the 9 months or so we spend in the womb. But then we will be born out of the womb of earth into the eternal life of heaven, or, cough, cough, you know where. After we are born, we are no longer very concerned about whether we had a nice time in the womb, or a rough or a smooth passage into the world. And consider this, God in all his infinite wisdom, knowing the end from the beginning, chose to make the world, knowing it would be full of good and bad, because he knows that in the end, it will be worth it all. It's also a statement of faith that the present moment, no matter how bad it feels, is part of the rich tapestry which God is weaving, and it is worth it all. So what if it is raining just a little? There's laughter in the rain, as Neil Sedaka sings.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of a hand in mine. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love. Ooh, how I love the rainy days and the happy way I feel inside. Under a tree, I turn to her and she kisses me. There with the beat of the rain on the leaves, softly she breathes and I close my eyes, sharing our love under stormy skies.
The point I'm trying to make tonight is that there is more to life than happiness. There is experience in all its shades and facets. If I just wanted happiness, I could have stayed at home with Scottish friends, Scottish cooking, and my Scottish bed. But I wanted more than just happiness. I wanted experience. I knew that Taiwan would take me to my limits, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I would have to live life to the full. Many people don't get enough problems at work, so they have to climb mountains of one kind or another on holiday. All good things include bad bits, have you noticed? No pain, no gain. The cost is what gives the experience its value. Good things happen not in spite of blood, sweat and tears, but precisely because of blood, sweat and tears. All of this gives us an insight into the missionary mentality. I was staying with Tom and Jane Nicholson, Church of Scotland missionaries in Taiwan, and the three lovely children, Elizabeth, Jessica and David. At one point, I asked Jane to list for me all the positives and all the negatives about her living in Taiwan as a missionary. Instantly, she reeled off 19 negative things, such as lack of money, loss of family and friends back home, poor living conditions, loss of hobbies, different social customs, language difficulties, worries about the children's education, lack of English in worship, homesickness, unexpected job responsibilities, being out of touch from elderly parents back home, no snow, no chocolate, lots of mosquitoes and cockroaches, everyone staring at the children with their blonde hair and even touching them as they pass by. And on the positive side, I asked. She paused for a good while and then she said, I can't give you a long or even short list of positive advantages to living here, but we feel that this is where God wants us to be, and that's the only reason we need. So we're happy to stay for as long as God wants us to. But take that fact away, and we'd not be here 2 seconds longer. When it comes to discipleship, there is more to life than happiness. True happiness is making God happy, doing His will, and pleasing Him. There is deep happiness in loving, serving, and obeying, and sharing with God. Friendships, marriages, all relationships, discipleship of Jesus, they're all cemented by facing adversity together.
Free to run like the wind on a summer day.
To life, there's more to life. Yeah.
So it's not a case of once we get all our problems solved, then we'll begin to really enjoy our marriage, or friendship, or discipleship. But rather, solving our problems together is what our friendship, marriage, or discipleship is all about. In other words, true happiness is not the absence of trouble, but the mastering of trouble together, and the overcoming of difficulties together. Jesus doesn't offer us cheap happiness, like many of the cheap goods made in Taiwan, happiness that comes and goes like snowflakes in the palm of our hands. But Jesus does offer us fullest, deepest, richest joy. The joy of triumph over adversity. The joy of fellowship with himself as we walk through the sunless valleys. The joy of shared burden carrying and cross bearing. The ultimate joy of resurrection, both daily and at the end of this life. Cheap happiness for God would have been to design us like robots, programmed for obedience and put straight into heaven. Cheap happiness for God would be to destroy sinful creatures and start again like a potter with new clay. Cheap happiness for God would be to stay alone in heaven without us. But God, in his infinite wisdom and love, chose for himself to have more to life than just happiness. He chose to bother with us, to relate with us, to die for us, to call us, and to work together with us, and to bring us home in the end. So I wish you fullest happiness in all its shades until we meet again next week on 3TFM. I leave you with Don Francisco singing the wonderfully comforting words of Jesus, "I'll never let go of your hand."
Embarrassed by your weaknesses, afraid to let me near. I wish you knew how much I long for you to understand. No matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. I know you've been forsaken by all you've known before. When you failed their expectations, they frowned and closed the door. But even if your heart itself should lose the will to stand, no matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. The life that I have given you, no one can take away, 'cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. Don't you fear to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even if you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never let go. Life that I have given you, no one can take away, 'cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, she's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. So don't you fear to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even when you do it wrong, miss the joy I've planned. I'll never, never, never let go of your hand. I'll never let go of your hand.